Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Consciousness Circle again. How is everyone feeling after this last weekend? It's spring in the air, especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and I got a chance to go out for breakfast, and people were out, and the sun was shining, and it was amazing. I feel that people are just feeling spring in the air. They want to go crazy. They want the sun. They want communication. They want connection. They want all the stuff. We're ready to get back out. It's time for a new beginning, and I'm sure we can all use it. So, in order to understand where we're headed with this spring equinox, it's important to understand where we're coming from. As I've mentioned before, it's nearly impossible to talk about 2021 without touching on 2020. Impossible. So with that said, let me take you back to December of 2020. December 21st, 2020 to be exact. At that time, we had the winter solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. Anytime we have a change in seasons, it coincides with either one of the solstices or one of the equinoxes. Equinoxi, I'm not sure. Either way, we have two of them a year, and a change of the seasons coincides with one of them. In astrology, this is a big deal because this is when the cardinal signs of the zodiac, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, begin their seasons. So these signs are known as, again, the cardinal signs of the zodiac because they're starters. They're the ones that start certain seasons. They're in the signs of getting things started. They take initiative to build something completely new, okay? Now keep that in mind. So back on December 21st, 2020, not only did we begin a brand new season, which in the Northern Hemisphere was winter, but energetically speaking, we had an absolute cosmic reset because at the time, the sun was crossing onto Capricorn, yes, but we also had two major planets in the sky, Saturn and Jupiter, move into the sign of Aquarius. This is a huge deal because that particular alignment ended a 20-year cycle and started a brand new one, meaning that any major life changes we experienced in 2020, whether it was career, breakups, new relationship, health stuff, moving from homes, all of the stuff were a part of this major reset for us. So in that reset, we realize that what we have built over the last 20 years, some of that was meant to be let go, and it felt like a really drastic change, okay? For some people, it was an easy transition. For others, it rocked their world, tossed them around, and then it spit them out. And the way that they came out was in such a profoundly transformed way that there was a part of them that knew they needed that, but they didn't realize how much and to what extent. So with that said, come January and February of 2021, those were months of assimilating all of this brand new energy and learning to walk again in this very new reality. Last year, when I saw the alignments for the beginning of this year, for the beginning of 2021, I pictured us like infants stumbling as we learned to walk again. And that's what January and February were. The reason that this major event took place in December, which by the way, is still unfolding and will continue to unfold over the next couple of years, is so important that it's meant to push us way outside of our comfort zone. It's meant to make us realize that the way we used to do things and live life just no longer works in the way that it used to. And that the difficulty to adjusting to this brand new way of life is only as great as our resistance to change. So asking why things worked out the way they did, or why that person did what they did, or forcing yourself back into a job or a career that you hate, for instance, those things just don't matter anymore. They're irrelevant. Because what does matter is that is how we're going to move forward, is how we're going to push and onto something or lean onto something that we know is much more beneficial and healthy for the long run. January and February served as months in which we were trying to establish our bearings. And now, come this beautiful equinox, we're ready to move forward with clearer intentions, especially from lessons learned in February, and with the courage to say, I'm doing this. That's the last 3 months in a nutshell, which set the stage for this equinox, which took place on March 20th, which is also known as Aries season. So this Aries season slash equinox has a major player, and it's Venus. Venus on the day of the equinox is at the very last degree of Pisces. It's at 29 degrees Pisces, ready to move into Aries and join the sun in that sign. If you haven't listened to the Venus and Aries audio, I suggest you do because I go into detail as to what Venus and Aries will teach us with this brand new cycle. But to recap, Venus represents what we want and desire, whether it's someone or something. Her energy is that of knowing that we deserve that which we have worked for. And we have worked. We have worked a lot in the last 12 months, especially in the last 9 when it comes to relationships, including the relationship with ourselves, guys. Aries is the sign of action, passion, courage, and well, we are ready. We are ready to passionately and courageously go after our dreams and our desires. At the same time, we have Mars in Gemini trining Saturn in Aquarius. What does this mean? This means that Saturn, the planet of discipline and commitment in Aquarius, remember, that's the sign that's telling us that we're meant to do things differently than we did them before, is connecting with Mars, the planet of action, in the sign of Gemini, which is the sign of cognitive thought, mental processing, our perception of the world. This energy is telling us to act upon that which we have been thinking about, which we know will serve us in the long run. So, both Saturn and Mars connecting in a very pleasant aspect, they're saying to us, it's going to take consistent, committed action for you to obtain that which you have been imagining, dreaming about, and even communicating about to some people that you've been wanting. Okay, so let's say that you've been committed to your self-work. Last year was a really heavy year in terms of relationships, and you probably came out of a really significant relationship. Now, perhaps the first 3 months, the first 2.5 months of this year, you found yourself imagining what it must be like to be in a healthy relationship. How do I even navigate that new territory, right? If you haven't been single in a long time, and if you have been single for a long time, the amount of adjustment that you've had to do within yourself to get in touch with yourself in a different way still brings you to this position of the beginning of 2021, where you are perhaps still imagining, what does a healthy relationship look like? How do I even approach it? How do I even attract it? And what do I do? Right? So this is Mars and Saturn in air signs saying, continue to do the work that you've been doing thus far, but begin to dip your toe in the dating world, for instance, in different ways, different people. Date different types of people that look different than what you've dated before, that are from a different background, that have something different to talk about. Remain open, but remain consistent in your inner work. Let's say that this is about, you know, work, like a job, like a career. This is especially true because a lot of people started doing things during quarantine in 2020. And so this is a turning point. especially with the spring equinox. This is a turning point. Do you go back to what you know, like that career or that job, because it's safe? Or do you go towards this new creative endeavor that lights you up? I know that there are people that need to go back to something that's safe because of money, because of, you know, just very rational financial reasons. Totally get it. The point is that from now till really for the next 3 months, because the equinox sets the tone for the next 3 months until we get to the next solstice, which in the Northern Hemisphere is the summer solstice, which will take place in June. And by the way, at that time, we're going to be in eclipse season and with a Mercury retrograde in Gemini. I don't want to confuse you, but I think it's important that you, as much as you know where we're coming from, to understand where we're at, it's important to understand where you're also headed. So if you're working on a creative project and you find that you still need some funds from something much more consistent, the next 3 months are about you creating a financial plan, which you will take action towards in a very committed way without thinking about it twice, without wasting time, so that you can set yourself up in some way so that at the very least by the end of the year, you can completely leave that traditional job behind in order to put all of your creative energy into this creative project. This is the beautiful thing about this is that the cosmos never rush us. They never rush us. They do ask us to play along with their energy, to go along with their energy. And this is how we take advantage of it. And I say this because Mars is in Gemini. Again, Mars is the planet of action. Gemini is the sign of options and the different perceptions. In the sign of Aries, which is all, and the sign of Aries is also a sign of action, naturally ruled by Mars. My point with all of this is that we need to act. We need to go just from imagining and thinking and doing the vision boards and making the intention list. All of that is wonderful, and that's what Pisces season was for. Now it's time to do, to move, to work. And look, if you're in this space where you feel that you are not sure which direction to take, take a moment to really hone in on yourself. Take a moment to come into your body, to feel what's going on, to come back to that inner guidance. Because my love, you know what to do. You do. You know what to do. You've been knowing since February, that Mercury retrograde in February. It's impossible to ignore which direction to head into. Right now, what's going to make it difficult is if you're in some sort of denial because you're afraid to move in a completely brand new direction. And that's totally understandable. But if you find yourself with the inability to act because you're afraid, then you get help. Then you find someone who holds safe space for you so that you bounce ideas off of them, so that you talk about this fear of uncertainty with them. Because look, Aquarius energy is about community. Saturn and Jupiter are currently in Aquarius. The cosmos, especially with this equinox, are telling us, move forward, but don't think that you have to do it alone. Yes, you're finding your autonomy, you're finding your independence, you're finding your own sense of unique self, you're getting in touch with that again, but that doesn't mean that you have to do it alone. And that's the whole point of all of this, okay? So, the equinox sets the tone, an amazing one, by the way, in which our effort will be rewarded as long as, one, we're not bringing the past into the present, two, we're being authentic and completely ourselves, and this is coming from everything we've learned about ourselves in the last 12 months, and three, that we are working towards something that will ultimately gain us a certain amount of freedom and liberation that we just simply didn't have before. That's why the first 2 months of 2021 felt tumultuous, because there was a part of us that was trying to still do things in the old ways. it snuck in there. And we realized that it just wasn't going to work. So this energy doesn't allow for one foot in the door and the other out. At the very least, you have to have the intention to have an exit plan. It's time to lean into what we know simply makes us happy. And that may seem like an obvious choice. Yeah, I'm going to choose what makes me happy. But the fact of the matter is that we are human and we like comfort, even if that comfort is completely expired. It's what we know. Don't waste this energy trying to fit the old in the new and trying to do the new in old ways. You'll be doing yourself a great disservice, okay? So in addition to Venus and the Sun in Aries and Saturn and Mars supporting one another, we have Mercury and Pisces. Listen to the audio I recorded so that you know what I'm talking about. Mercury and Pisces in this whole mix is saying, believe it before you see it, my love. Believe it before you see it. Believe that this which now rings true to your heart, in a way it hasn't in a very long time, that means something. Trust that you have done enough work and introspection that you can be guided by that divine intuition of yours, which isn't just blind intuition. This tapping into intuition, the way that we have it right now, it's intuition that's been built and tapped into time after time over the last year. That intuition has made it clear that when we don't listen to it, it doesn't always turn out for the best. Now you have the opportunity to show yourself how in tune you truly are with yourself and how you can begin again from a much, much wiser space within yourself. All of this is so important because it sets the tone for how we will welcome, like I said earlier, eclipses that will take place in May and June. This sets the tone for how we will welcome that Mercury retrograde in Gemini in the month of May and June as well. That time is going to be a check-in point. At that time, we're going to say, okay, this is what I've built in the last 3 months. How do I want to continue with it? Okay, so the next 2 to 3 months, we have cosmic backing to set the foundation for when some changes and reconsiderations come in May and June, we're ready. Now, don't be alarmed because this doesn't mean that everything will fall apart in May and June. It doesn't mean that at all. What it does mean is that we'll have the opportunity again to check in. It'll be like, okay, so over the last 3 months, we've been dating, for instance. How do I feel about this relationship right now? Does it really fit my life right now? Does it really fit who I am now, according to my new negotiables and non-negotiables, according to my boundaries? Is it healthy? Does it allow me to keep in touch with my authentic self? Or again, if you're starting a new job or a brand new career, within the next 3 to 4 months, come May and June, you'll be looking at whether or not you want to continue being there. Because again, what we're building, what this equinox is giving us the push to do, to courageously and passionately go after it, is to something that right now we feel just rings much more true to our heart than anything has before. Not only are we coming out of quarantine and into a sense of freedom because we're able to get out, but whatever it is that freedom means to us on a very personal level, that's where we're headed towards as well. Mind you, a lot of the decisions that we make with all of this energy will fundamentally be about supporting our autonomy, our individuality, our sense of liberation. Therefore, most of the decisions of where we want to be or not will come from us and not necessarily from outside forces. And that's the point, that we will be more willing to look at how we feel in a relationship, for instance, and see if the relationship really fits. We're going to be more willing to be more honest about the relationships in our lives and not just keep them for the sake of not being lonely. Remember, it's Aquarius. Aquarius still plays a massive role this entire year. And that reminds us of community. We don't need to be uncoupled or in a relationship in order to feel part of community, in order to feel seen and heard and validated. We can find that firstly within ourselves, but there are also other ways to find that. Now, of course, we all want a loving relationship. Of course we do. But it has to be from a much more honest place. We have come to a point in which we want to be ourselves fully, finally, regardless of what the rest of the world thinks. It may feel uncomfortable, but it's also inevitable that we're headed in that direction. Okay? So my loves, this is the Equinox forecast. Enjoy it. Center yourselves. Lean into it. Understand that just because we had the cosmic opening on Saturday, March 20th, that the energy doesn't just go away. No, the energy remains truly strong, really over the next 2 weeks, especially because we have a full moon in Libra on March 28th, which is a part of this equinox. Look, whatever unfolds with that full moon in Libra on March 28th has to do with this equinox. These two events are entangled. So pay attention to what happens and what unfolds for you from the week of March 22nd to March 28th. Pay attention, because chances are that come the week of March 29th and into April, we'll be working towards or we'll be working through whatever comes from this equinox, from that full moon in Libra. Okay? So be sure to listen to the other audios just so that you can get a bigger picture. I hope this is helpful, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.